It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Okay, a window washer, a Bengal tiger, and a drag queen all are in a bar. No, actually, they're all on Broadway this season. A very good theater season, according to critics Elizabeth Vincentelli of The New York Post and Adam Feldman of Time Out New York, and they join me this morning. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Elizabeth and Adam, you both think this is one of the best seasons in theater. Why is that?
Well, I think it's an incredibly strong season. We're coming off of a very weak one last year, and if you ask me, the Tony Awards for Best Play and Best Musical last year were the weakest that they have been in 10 years.
Even the revivals are interesting, and usually they can be a little, sometimes lazy, I would say. They often taken as a kind of way to make a quick buck.
Well, let's start with the drag queens. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. This was actually a movie. I enjoyed the movie. What did you think about the play? Does it translate?
We disagree pretty strongly on this one, I think.
Let's hear it.
Well, I think the show is very generous and has a big heart and is a total cheeseball show. And being French, I have a very strong taste for cheese, of course, especially the Broadway kind.
Unpasteurized.
It's a fragrant and strong and pungent, some may say.
Well, but here's the thing about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I feel like everyone kind of agrees on what the strengths and weaknesses of the show are, and it's a matter of how you weigh it out. Elizabeth and others feel like, yes, the show has problems, but it's fun and it's a good time and it's like Mamma Mia and just go and enjoy yourself. For me, I can't quite go to that space. There is nothing going on in the show. They've dropped all of the plot and character and replaced it with empty thumpa 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 production numbers, and one at a time, yeah, they're entertaining, but collectively I feel like it's aggressively empty.
Okay, let's talk about revivals. How to succeed in business without really trying.
Well, I very much enjoyed the production. I think it's a very tight and coherent production, and I very much enjoyed Daniel Radcliffe in it. It is true that you can see the effort and the thought that goes into pretty much everything he does. And I realize the character is supposed to be a kind of charming manipulator, and you're not supposed to see the effort. But I kind of thought that in that way, he was kind of rewriting the character a little bit, and it really worked for me. I very much enjoyed it. And I think we actually disagreed on the female characters. I dislike them all. Pretty much. All of them. And
I do. I think that Tammy Blanchard, who's in it, is giving a terrific performance.
Oh, that was such an awful performance.
We'll agree to disagree. I think it was
the character is drunk all the time. Is that
Yeah, but she has a very funny kind of original open-mouthed comic clown bimbo take on this role that otherwise kind of disappears into genericism. I think that for me, the production is very nicely put together. Rob Ashford has directed it with a lot of style, and it's energetic, and Daniel Radcliffe is charming. For me, there's too much effort. He is really trying. He's succeeding, sort of, but he is really trying. And you're not supposed to be rooting for him. It's not a success story. It's supposed to be a satire. And this production, for whatever, you know, for better or for worse, really sort of loses the satirical edge.
Let's see if we can find some consensus. How about Bengal Tiger at the Bagdad Zoo?
When an atheist suddenly finds himself walking around after death, he's got some serious reevaluating to do.
Oh, see, I liked it.
I think it was a huge mistake to cast Robin Williams in that part. There's a lot that I like about the play itself, the script. I think it was a huge mistake to cast Robin Williams in a part that is, it's the title character, he plays the tiger, but it's actually very much an ensemble show. I think it creates a set of expectations, for better or for worse, that is almost impossible to overcome for the show, which would have worked a lot better, I think, with the cast, either like a completely even ensemble where you don't have a name star in one of the parts.
I guess I sort of enjoyed the play on expectations in the show because Elizabeth and I both see a lot of theater. And at a certain point, you start being able to predict shows pretty well, what's going to happen, and you start being alert to various sort of cues and plot points that are being buried in dialogue. I found Bengal Tiger genuinely surprising moment to moment. It's the rare play for me, especially on Broadway, that I really didn't know what was going to happen next. And that's a rare experience and exciting in a play. I was surprised and interested. Not all of the show works, but it is innovative. For Broadway, it is almost experimental. It feels like a 70s show in a way. It doesn't have that sort of generic, sanded down Broadway commercial material.
Theater critics Elizabeth Vicentelli of the New York Post and Adam Feldman of Time Out New York. To get more critics' picks, click on culture at WNYC.org. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's go out from some music from the new production of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on Broadway. Yes, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.